מקור חיים, and we're up to the 12th chapter, הלכה יהוד. אם יתחיל אחד מהעשרה להתפלל לבדו, if one of the minion, one of the ten, starts davening alone, so he's up to 18. ואינו יכול לענות עמהם, so he can't answer with them, the Kaddish. מותר לצרפו למניין לעניית קדיש. Nonetheless, he counts, even though he's not answering. שכל מקום שיש בו עשרה מישראל, שכינה שורה, the mere fact that 10 Jews are here is enough to cause the Shekhinah to be present, even if he's not responsive. And so we could say something that's considered holy, something that requires a minyan, because a minyan is present. The only exception is Chazar Sashat, that we'll learn the halachs of that in the 20th chapter. Nonetheless, it's fitting to wait for him and give him the merits of answering Kaddish. Halacha Yudalech. If you have a deaf person who could talk, he is not mute, but he is deaf. Or someone who he could hear, he's not deaf. But he is mute. Mitzafin lechol devar shebikdusham. Then they count. They're one of the ten. Ma'atam shebi'anu b'sif hakodem. For the aforementioned reason. Because they're one of the adults. They're one of the people. Even though they won't participate in the actual minyan, they can't hear what Chazan's saying or they can't answer. But they're one of the ten adults of the minyan. Prat lechazrat ha'tfilah. The only exception would be the repetition of the shmoneh esrei v'chazar ha'sashat. אבל חרי שאינו שומע ואינו מדבר, but if you have someone who's deaf and mute, he cannot hear nor can he speak, הרי הוא כשוטה, so then we say he doesn't understand what's going on. And then אינו מצטרף, so then he's like a minor, he's not part of the minyan, because he doesn't have enough understanding to be considered a part of the minyan. הלכה י"ד, וצריך שיהיו כל עשרה במקום אחד, all 10 people in the minyan have to be in one location, והשליח ציבור עמהם, and השליח ציבור is with them in that location, כדי לצפם למניין, in order for them to combine for a minyan. אבל כשיש מניין מתפללים, but once you have 10 people, so you have 10 people standing here in one place, they're all davening, so then we say, once there is a minyan present, כל השומע שומעים קדיש וקדושה, שאינו עמהם יענה, anyone that hears them saying קדיש or קדוש, even though he's not with them, he should answer. I remember from my dorm room, we'd be able to hear the shul next door saying Kaddish and Kedusha, there's 6 o'clock minyan. And we'd answer as we were getting dressed. Answer Kaddish, answer Kedusha. They have their minyan. I'm not part of the minyan, but I can respond. And this happens often. You walk by a shul, you hear what they're saying, you could answer.
Yeah.
We'll stop here or one more alachas? Whatever you want.
Probably one more.
Yeah. Okay, if they began saying Kaddish or Kedusha and they had a minion, there were 10 people present. And then some of the minion left. So we say, being that they began with a minyan, they can conclude, even though now they no longer have a minyan, provided that the majority is still present. They have at least 6. And nonetheless, considered a sin to leave. You can't say, well, they could continue without me, they don't need me. No, it's an avera. Wait till they finish the Kaddish. And about the people who leave minyan when they're in the middle of Kaddish or Kedusha, about them the Pasuk says, those who leave Hashem will pass on. Once they finish that topic they were on, they finish the Kaddish, they finish the Kedusha, then if a person walks out, he doesn't have that curse. Kigon, for example, people tell you, come, be a center, you be the 10th person, let us say Kaddish and Baruch Hu. He doesn't have to stick around until they do Chazar Sashat. And if they tell him, please stay so we have Chazar Sashat, so the Chazan can repeat the Tefillah. He doesn't have to stick around until the next Kaddish and the next Kaddish. He agreed to come to help them do Chazar Sashat. Once they did that, he could leave and he doesn't have a problem. And obviously, this is being a situation where he's pressed, very pressed for time. But if he could afford to wait and provide them with a minyan until they finish their prayer, so then the blessing should come upon him. That's the proper way to behave. He should help them and make the minyan if only he could. until they conclude their tefillah.
Amen.